Czech police have cracked down on a group called Resistance Women Unity, a women's branch of the Czech neo-Nazi movement National Resistance. 15 women were arrested and charged with promoting and supporting a movement aimed at suppressing human rights and freedoms. I spoke to Miroslav Mareš of Masaryk University in Brno, one of the country's leading experts on far-right extremism, to find out more about the role of women in neo-Nazi groups in the present-day Czech Republic.
The presence of women within this scene is nothing new. We can found women in the 1990s in the skinhead subculture, so-called Rennies, and in Brno. It was an organization called Aryan Sisters in the middle of the 1990s, and one of the leading persons of this group attacked the Roma woman in public transport. However, maybe that this operation, this police operation against Resistance Women Unity, is really new in the sense of the concentration to the one concrete woman group, because the members of this group were involved in the highest level of political activities of the Czech neo-Nazi movement.
So this is unusual. They have become more active of late. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, more active and more visible, and maybe more professional political activity, including international networking, because some of these women were in contact with German women neo-Nazi scene, including the so-called Ring Nationaler Frauen, also Circle of National Nationalist Women, and this is a famous German woman neo-Nazi organization.
What activities do they engage in? Do we know? Do they have a separate agenda?
The very important agenda was so-called Help for Prisoners of War. It's an acronym, Prisoners of War. It's an acronym for prisoners of the neo-Nazi movement in jail, and it was something as a specific woman activity to prepare presents and gifts for men who are in a prison, including violent activists. However, during the mass demonstration, some of women organized also something as a healthcare for fighters, etc. And important action was also the children care, because they organized something as a children's day for children of neo-Nazi families or rhyming extremist families.
So would you say they're a support group?
Something as a support group, yeah. These women within the scene, they rejected feminism as an ideology. They are against the something as a specific woman emancipation in the neo-Marxist sense. They are against the modern trend of feminism. However, they are interconnected with the tradition of strong women within the totalitarian movements of the Nazi and fascist style. On the website of some of these groups are, for example, articles about the project Lebensborn. It was a Nazi project for education of modern Nazi children during World War II.
So there would be a lesser degree of aggression or violence in this group?
It's difficult to say that the women are really aggressive in the sense of the direct physical violence. They are supporting the violent activities of men, however, they are not direct involved in street fights, etc. For example, arson attacks against Roma settlements, they are committed by men, not by female men, members of neo-Nazi movement.
Miroslav Mareš of Masaryk University in Brno there on the role of women in the Czech neo-Nazi movement.